I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. I've been thinking lately about what it means to live for Jesus in today's world. In our culture, how do we honor Jesus Christ? Why does it matter? I believe as a follower of Jesus, how I live my life today does matter. I live my life not to earn my way to heaven, nor do I live my life to gain some way God's approval. No, I live my life for Jesus out of gratitude, thankfulness, and love. People are able to love God because God loves us. He loved us first. 1 John 4:19 states, we love because he first loved us. John earlier wrote in 1 John chapter 4, dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. So because God loved us first, we can love God. Because God loved us, we ought to and we can love others. I can live my life for Jesus out of my love for God and love for others. This love in action will be noticed and seen. It is one way to live for Jesus in today's world. When a person comes to know Jesus Christ and receives him as Savior and Lord, they receive the Holy Spirit in their life and are changed. The Holy Spirit begins cleansing and cultivating the fruit of the Spirit that Paul mentions in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This fruit begins to grow and blossom and overflows in the child of God. They are more loving, more joyful, more calm, and patient. They are able to be kind and faithful, gentle, and exhibit self-control. Because their old ways of doing things, their old nature has died, and their new nature, the indwelling Christ, has changed them. The Apostle Paul urged the Galatian believers to rely on the Holy Spirit within them and walk with God. Verse 13 states, you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh, rather serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out or you will be destroyed. Serving one another humbly from a motivation of love, not what I can get out of that individual, not what they can give me, not what they can do for me, but from a heart of genuine concern for them. How can I help them in their time of need, help them to be better, to build them up, to encourage them? This can be a game changer. Expressing a kind word, showing a smile of thanks, doing a selfless act of kindness can go a long way in demonstrating Christ-like love. Allowing your agenda or to-do list or day be interrupted because your neighbor needs a helping hand can speak volumes of Christ-like love. Loving others is allowing yourself to be a light, shining for Jesus Christ in today's world. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16. Jesus wants us to shine for him, not to hide the changes that he has made in our life, but to shine before others, not in a bragging way or I'm better than you way, but in the way that others see Christ's good deeds in and through us. This will cause them to one day glorify God in heaven. I can point others to Jesus by loving and serving them in a way that shines the light of Jesus Christ. John 8:12 states, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Ask the Lord to give you his love so you may shine his light upon others. We can live for Jesus today because God loves us. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.